Connection through conversation. Join self-described conversationalist Stacy Heller as she talks with guests about topics and ideas that are sometimes informational, sometimes inspirational, and always entertaining on Stacy Connects.
Hey everybody, welcome to Stacy Connects. I am Stacy Heller. A reminder that at its heart, this show is ultimately about making connections through conversation. I love all the different conversations that I have had with past guests. I look forward to constantly meeting new people. It's just a way to talk about the elephant in the room, which I say week after week, that is one of my favorite things to do, to engage with the elephant in the room. And I also believe it is so important to ask questions instead of making assumptions. Everybody has a story, and sometimes when you learn what that story is, you may have a bigger worldview. Thanks for listening, whether you listen live or later via podcast. I really appreciate it if you would consider subscribing, rating to, or commenting on the podcast. That would be even better. It really helps. Also, don't forget to check out Don't Ask Me to Talk, the show that I do with Eric. That is live on Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's on 880 Kixie. You can also listen to it in the podcast format. So if you would like to call in, you can do that. This is a live show. The number is 425-373-5527. Otherwise, if you want to share a comment or some feedback, feel free to text 475-999-2726. So I have two guests today in the studio. I have Pete Connolly of Acute Injury Massage, and I have Kathy Lewis of, of Elemental Alchemy Healing. It's I hesitated because this is a new identity. I mean, it's the same identity, but it is a new name for Kathy's business. So, wow, this is exciting. Welcome, you two. I'm excited to have you.
Great to be here, Stacy.
Thanks for having us.
Of course, they're a little shy to start, but that's okay. I'll warm them up.
I was really hoping to get a good view up here. That's one of the reasons I like being up here. But it's pouring rain and there's not much effect for you to see.
It is. So, yeah.
We'll lean on the conversation.
There you go. That will keep you warm and cozy, like a nice fire. Speaking of firing things off, last week's episode that I had with Leela Ward, we were talking about plastic surgery and different things done. There was a lot of feedback that I got on the show. Lots of people that, you know, we're like, wow, that's so much work that was done, or good for her for talking about it, or, you know, I would never do that. And the biggest takeaway for me from that episode was, you know, who cares if somebody does something cosmetic to their body? I think the bigger conversation is our inability to look in the mirror and like what we see. And the only difference between me, who wouldn't have something done, and Leela, who did have something done, is that she went ahead and did it. I think about it. And so isn't there that conversation where we're not enough or we need to make some change or whatever it is? And you know what? Godspeed to her. If that's what she wants to do, and to other people that want to do it, I think we need to remember that it's the rare person that truly embraces who they are and how they look. And so there's a bigger conversation to be had.
Well, and I think understanding, like, where each person's coming from, like, where's Leela coming from? Like, what are the motivations behind that? And when you understand her story and you get Leela, right, then it's in context and you can understand it and you get to understand Leela more.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's, you know, and if that's a priority for her and that's something that she wants to do, who am I to say? I mean, there are people like, you know, Pete, you camp and hike and do all sorts of things, and that's as foreign to me as getting plastic surgery. And
we'll get you out there one day, Stacy.
Sure. You can stick me in like one of those little backpacks. I'll just go along for the ride.
Now, the feedback you got last time, was it online on the air, or was it like after
it was after?
It was after.
And just, you know, people that felt they applauded Leela for sharing. B, the number of people that were like, well, you know, I've had some Botox done, or, you know, I've had this done and that done. And I'm like, shut up. No way. I had no idea some of the people that I know that have had work done. So that was really interesting and eye-opening. And then people that are just like, you know, it's such a shame that, you know, people that have work done can't love themselves and, you know, can't see how beautiful they are and those kinds of things. And I'm like, yes. And do any of us really? Yeah. And, you know, so don't be so quick to make a judgment.
Well, and Leela, she's got a great business. She works so hard. She's doing a heck of a job with her family. She's just a beautiful person to hang out with.
Totally. And she or someone from Airman Transportation will be taking me to the airport this evening since we're going out of town for Thanksgiving. So, again, airmantransportation.com for all of your transportation needs. Anyway, so that was a very interesting thing. And then this past week, Charlie's girlfriend visited. Aria is her name. She's from California. She is lovely. And Charlie had to work and a few different days. And so she and I spent some quality time together, which if you've never met the mother of your boyfriend and now you're staying with the family for a week and you've got to spend time with the mom, and I'm the mom.
Dun, dun, dun.
Exactly. But it was great. And, you know, very, very, very sweet. She is a character at Disney. And
what character?
I don't know what I'm allowed to say and what I'm not. She is Rapunzel.
Ooh.
Yes. And she takes the NDA that she signs very seriously. Like, they have to sign, like, Disney keeps the magic alive. And so I am not at will to discuss everything that I learned. However, what I learned is that she is very sweet. And I almost pulled out baby pictures of Charlie, but I refrained.
Next time.
Right? Next time. I mean, first time seemed too close.
She can't reveal if she's had a hair implant or if that's just a wig.
Correct.
Because Rapunzel was the one that dropped her hair out the top.
Yes.
Tent, so.
Yes. Exactly. You understand. She will not divulge the secrets. It's very interesting, though, that when you play, when you are one of these characters, the responses that you give, you are fully embodying that character. So if somebody says, you know, hey, have you seen like the new live action version of you, or have you, you know, what do you think about Spider-Man? The answer is like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, that's so interesting, or, you know, whatever it is, because you've got to embody this character, and would this character know? So, for instance, like, Belle can't say, like, oh, Harry Potter is one of my favorite books, because Belle is from France and whenever she was around.
We were in Disneyland a number of years ago, and the characters were so in character. We had Snow White, or the witch. The witch was there, and boy, did she have attitude. But and she made it, right? The kids were like, oh, like, stand up, you guys. Stand up.
Uh-huh.
Smile. Like,
right. I mean, it's so interesting.
It made the experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because
it was so rich.
You know, kids and adults, like, you are seeing these characters, and it's big.
Have you seen the updated Rapunzel commercials for, I believe it's Dunkin' Donuts coffee?
Yes. I think we need some time apart or something.
Oh my gosh, I just love that.
Uh-huh. And there's actually a children's book that I love. It's called Falling for Rapunzel. I read it for BNI.
And we loved it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Story time at BNI.
Thank you.
Hopefully they don't have her making the donuts, though, as I'm thinking about this. You find one of those hairs in your food,
oh my gosh, can you
you'll
imagine?
Never go back.
You're going to need surgery.
Oh my gosh, that's kind of funny. That Eric, he's always so funny. And then it's Thanksgiving this week. And so, of course, I am grateful for all of my listeners, grateful for Eric, all my guests. And we are doing what I really dislike doing, which is traveling for the holiday. So taking a red eye tonight and heading to Rhode Island, which is very close to where these first settlers landed at Plymouth Rock and other stories of our other parts of our origin story that, you know, you have to tread very carefully because it's all just a mess.
It's all family.
It's family. And we're going to the in-laws, my mother-in-law and my father-in-law, and my sister-in-law is hosting at her house. And it will be lovely. We'll have most of the family together. And it's been a very long time since my in-laws have seen all of the kids together.
Is it a, will it be a white Thanksgiving?
It might be. I mean, we're all white. But I think but I think you mean weather-wise.
You're not changing the color of your skin.
We are not.
Okay, that was my question for
yes.
sure.
Yes, and so I don't know. I think the weather is supposed to be in like the 50s, so I don't think we'll see snow. But I mean, Buffalo, just a few hours
exactly.
north.
Yes,
6 feet. That's where my brothers were born, and it snowed a lot, and it's why my brothers. Were born in Buffalo because there's not much to do for young newlyweds, aka my mother and father. And so they had two boys. Yeah. Anyway, so safe travels to everybody that's traveling out there. Okay. The last thing that I'm going to share is something that I learned from this gal that I have been working with. Her name is Kira. And we were talking about what it is that we all want. And so this is my Stacyism. Ultimately, what we all want is love. However, it seems like we see everything through a filter of our ego. And I fully believe that ego is equal parts vanity and equal parts insecurity. So the filters that we receive things or perceive things is approval, appreciation, acceptance, security, and recognition. So this need to do things for all of these reasons, because, you know, we want somebody's approval or we want to be appreciated. We want the security of that relationship. We want to be accepted by the people in our family and greater community. You know, these are the things that we want. And I'm learning that I'm not supposed to do that. I'm supposed to take the filter away and I'm supposed to just let it be, in the words of Paul McCartney. And I am supposed to take away the filter and just accept love in all of its different shapes and sizes. And man, is it hard to not get ego in as a filter. It's like having a Snapchat filter constantly stuck over your heart. So I'm going to talk to Pete and Kathy about this because they are both alternative healers. And so a lot of the work that they do is about shifting energy, shifting thought, shifting pain, shifting all kinds of things. So we're going to talk about that.
One of the things that comes to mind is love languages,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially in the context of a relationship. Like knowing your partner's love languages, knowing how to connect with them, know what feeds them, makes them come alive, feel vibrant, like whatever combination that is, like know your love languages. Right.
Right.
And then in that context, right, so that's the basket. And then as time goes on, right, then you can deepen and that communication, those needs might shift and morph with time.
Totally.
So it's both. I love, you know, honor that ego, the pieces that, what does that ego need, you know,
mm-hmm.
That part, but also know that there's a bigger pool.
Absolutely. Because I'm definitely a words of affirmation. And I think it's, you know, we all took that whole, like, love people the way you want to be loved. And actually, it turns out you're supposed to love people the way they want to be loved. And so, you know, words of affirmation is my thing. And so then I will say to people like, you're great. You're the best. You know, whatever, words of affirmation. However, really, like in the case of my husband, like Pete wants quality time. you know, he wants me to sit next to him while he's watching the Giants game. And I'm like, ha, 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 ha. But that's
attention,
quality
please.
Time for him. Right. I mean, you know, and I'm just like.
Hold my hand.
Right. And well, he doesn't even, it's not even the physical touch. It's just sort of quality time. Like we're side by side. If he's going to the grocery store, he's like, want to go together? We do everything together. And I'm like, no, that sounds hideous. So I'm a very loving spouse. Just know that. And then I don't know if my mom is listening today because she's visiting my brother and my sister-in-law in Minnesota. And really, I think she's visiting the great-grandchildren. So if you're listening, thanks for listening, Mom. If you're not listening, you're sending a message that Jay is the favorite, and that's not cool. We will come back after a quick break, and we're going to talk with Pete and Kathy. We'll be right back with Stacey Connects.
Do you feel challenged by the thought of getting ready every day? Want to make a great first impression, but don't feel your wardrobe represents who you really are? Does the thought of trying to find great clothing that fits your body and lifestyle have you overwhelmed? Michael Bruce Image Consulting is a premier image consulting company that can help you get your style back on track. Contact them at michaelbruceimageconsulting.com or call them at 425-214-4155 and start that conversation today.
Stacey Connects. It's not just my business, it's my superpower. Whether you need the right tone and messaging for a new venture or you've plateaued with your current one, I can help. I connect clients with themselves and their potential. Then I identify unique solutions that translate your brand into messaging that connects your target audience with your business. Go to stacyconnects.com to connect with me and your messaging.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, welcome back to the show. I am Stacey Heller. I am joined by Pete Connolly of Acute Injury Massage.
Hi, Stacey.
Hi again. And I am joined by Kathy Lewis of Elemental Alchemy Healing. And these are folks that are friends, and these are folks that I have been to for healing. Pete, obviously with the name, he is a massage therapist, and oh, so much more. And Kathy, how do you describe what you do? Like, what's the, I'm like, she's the gem lady.
It's about the gems. It's about the alchemy. That's such a powerful word. That's I really, really love because it describes the elemental alchemy of working with gemstones, of working with earth energies that are extremely powerful.
Mm-hmm. And it's been a fascinating thing. You know, in the beginning when I had first sessions with you, it was like, okay, I don't know what she's doing. I have my eyes closed and, you know, and you're very gentle and very intentional with the things that you're doing. But I just know that I walk out feeling very often lighter, clearer, just more aligned with energy. And that is something that both of you do. That's something that you have in common, working with energy. So why don't you both take a moment maybe and talk about like what you do and your focus. And then I want to talk about how you're such good partners with each other and what you do and how you play off of each other. You're going to start, Pete?
Well, I kind of like to chat about, describe my first experience with Kathy.
Great. How's do that? It that way.
Like that feels like a better door, because part of why I'm here is I want to learn more about you, Kathy, and what you bring to the table. I've had a couple sessions with you. We've had some professional get-togethers outside that, and I want to learn more. So my first experience, I saw you, I think maybe 8 weeks ago, I came in and you asked me, well, let me back up. I'm going to back up. So I came in. So Kathy works out of her home. She's in Renton. And I was just struck immediately by your presence. And it didn't take my breath away, but I was like, oh. Oh. Mm-hmm. Like, I could feel your boundaries. I could feel your grounding. I could feel your intent. And I felt, so we're talking about words like appreciation, acknowledgement, safety, communication, or a connection. And I just felt that immediately coming in. So good job for all the work you've done, right? Because that doesn't happen overnight. And so we chatted for a little bit. And then Kathy asked me, what would you like to focus on? I thought for a few seconds, and I thought, okay, now I'm trying to think. What did I say? And I said,
I love that she has us set an intention about what it is that we want, because it's focused then.
Yes. And I think, do you remember what I asked you? It was more connection.
Is it okay if I share your intention?
Yeah.
It was clarity.
That's right. Clarity.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had a moment of unclarity there.
Yeah. And by the way, for folks that are listening, notice that Kathy asked permission to share. Neither Pete nor Kathy share or tell tales out of school about people that they work with. I did give them permission, however, that if I talk about a session with them, that they are welcome to elaborate on that and that it's full transparency. So I just want to say that because you guys are a lot of integrity in how you handle how you work with clients. So anyway.
Nice, nice clarity there,
well,
Stacey.
Yeah. So speaking of clarity.
Kathy invited me to be on the table. And I was just clothed, and I just had my jacket off and laid down on the table. And what she proceeded to do was then feel into my field, just my body, and she just noticed. And then this is what I think she's doing. She's reading my field, and now she works with gemstones. And the gemstones are like, they're almost like, they're not bracelets, but they could be bracelets. And each set of gemstones has its own little cubbyhole. And she pulls the specific gemstones out that will help me attain my intention, and it, which was a clarity, but in all aspects of my life. And it's subtle work, but I could definitely feel like as we progressed through the session, like things happening, different pressures in the body, different insights, shifts. And I will say, in the following weeks, especially the first 2 weeks, I noticed clarity in all aspects of my life. And it showed up. It allowed me to slow down just a little bit to make better choices. And each little piece didn't amount to like that much, but the aggregate was pretty staggering. And all of a sudden I noticed that the bar of my life had gone up substantially. So that is just a testament. I was ready to step into that. But Kathy had the wherewithal to just make that happen. Now, how did she did that? I can't exactly tell you, and I don't need to know. Lots of practitioners, I don't need to know that. But it's that, that's the end game, is that she can meet my request, what I want in my life. She will help me get there.
Well, and I like the narration, Kathy, that you have during a session where, you have a process. So it reminds me of, building blocks, right? So it seems like whatever the intention is, you're laying a foundation and you're making sure that whatever gems are going to establish that strong foundation for the session and what is to come, that you lay that down. And then you're sort of building up a scaffolding of support and whatever else is needed to be brought in. So now that Pete and I have now that we've basically told you what you do.
Well, I just want to thank you so much, Pete, for that just beautiful, beautiful way of laying it out and stating that. And I'm so pleased that was the experience that you had. It is about, this work is about intention. To be intentional, you do not come into my space and say, just work on whatever needs help. It's like, oh, come on. You can't shortcut it that way. Because intention, it brings forward the energies that are ready, the energies that are pertinent. And it's not up to me to decide. It's up to your system, your energetic field. And I like to think of myself as the conductor. I'm the conductor. I have this beautiful orchestra of all my gemstone, all my friends, all my combinations. And then enter the person who's there with the intention, and it brings forth all these beautiful energies. Mm-hmm. And my job is to orchestrate that, to support the fulfillment of that person's intention in a way that is perfect for them. It's not for me. It's not my idea. I couldn't even begin to suppose how to do that for somebody. I know how to orchestrate it. I know my I call it my gemstone pharmacy. I know who the players will be. Mm-hmm. And it's the interaction of the field that lets me know, oh, this and not that. Oh, okay. So that tells me more.
And that's something that I notice in sessions, that, you know, it would be easy to reduce it and say like, oh, okay, you know, this gem is really good for this and this is good for that. So, you know, she just does this, then this, then this. You are constantly pivoting. And I know we all hate that word after the pandemic and everything, but it's the only way I can think to describe it, that, you know, I've had times when, you know, I set my intention and then you're sort of like, I'm going to add some of this. And then, you know, you'll ask, how does that feel? And there's a shift, like Pete said, like you feel something and something moves. And so you're not just addressing the intention. You're also reading that field or that energy that somebody has while they're on your table.
That's a beautiful, beautiful way to put it. And a lot of people come in and they know they want support. They know that they have this thing in them that they just like, I need some help with this and I don't know where to go. I don't know. And I don't even, a lot of people come in and they don't even really can't articulate it. So part of the session is that we sit and we discuss until we really get through the layers, mm-hmm. until we get, and you can feel it. There's a shift and a sense of, okay, that's what we're working with. And so many times, you know, we have to talk our way through it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get there. And that's all. It's all part of the work.
And that's how you've evolved. You've evolved to get to that point where the room starts to settle, your client starts to settle, and you're like, here we are. And you recognize that. And man, like how many years did it take you to get there? Like that's no small thing.
Oh, I mean, and there's a shift. I will say that when I first came in, my first couple of sessions, the hardest part, I mean, as Pete said, you just lie there. You know, you're fully clothed. You're under a blanket or a sheet or whatever. And you're just meant to relax. And, well, that part is hard in the beginning. But the intention is hard because all the layers of language that you have. And so you have been really good about, you know, okay, you know, tell me more. Now I learned that a word or a phrase will come through my head typically when I'm driving to my session with you. And, you know, it'll be like, okay, well, that's it. Because I've just learned now, because I trust my own intuition, that that's what's going on. Something that we've worked on a couple times is my depletion of energy. And, you know, especially as somebody who is an intuitive and uses that as a tool in my own life and business, that's a lot of energy to give out. And so that's something that you, I imagine, get, that's at the heart of a lot of people's intention.
That is the heart of a huge amount of intentions. Absolutely. And knowing you in the session and outside, the tremendous amount of energy that you put out, it's amazing. And the other side of that is we need to fill back up. Mm-hmm. The gemstone work is a great way to refill, as you know. And appreciate you offering that up as the segue into that, because depletion for myself and in the work that Pete does, it's really a key issue of our time. You know, we're all looking for the hack, the life hack, faster, better, more, you know, cram more in. I mean, I don't know about you, but there's only so many hacks. There's only so many shortcuts before you're just done.
Yeah, that has been, I had a conversation with somebody this past weekend, and they talked about the overwhelm. And especially if you're somebody that is sensitive on whatever the front is, it's just so much coming at you all of the time. And then you can only put out so much. And it does. It gets exhausting. I mean, there are days at the end of the day I'm like a little wrung dishcloth sitting in the corner of my couch like, nobody talk to me.
You said that very well when you had Ariel Hubbard on here, and you were talking about Ariel was talking about energy medicine, and you articulated so well. You know when you need something, you know when you're depleted, you know when you hit that overwhelm piece. Mm-hmm. And I think so many people, they've hit overwhelm a while ago.
Yeah.
Now they're in like I don't know whatever's next.
It's triage.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
It is really triage. And I'll speak for the people. This is what I do. You know, it then manifests in your relationships, strains in your relationships. You notice it in your relationships with your kids. You go from 0 to 60 so much faster. Coworkers, in your body, suddenly there's, you know, odd tweaks or pains or things that are happening or old injuries that are coming up, and you just feel wrung out. And you're starting to do triage, and we start trying all of these, as you say, Kathy, hacks or coping skills that we've used in the past. You know, maybe I need to avoid. Maybe I need more sleep. Maybe I need to drink something. Maybe I need to try weed. You know, like whatever it is that people think that they can do, really, you got to go inward, right?
And that energy is still coming from somewhere. Even when the normal avenues are empty, we keep on going. Because over the past couple of years, we've learned you kind of have to keep going in a lot of cases. Where's that energy coming from? Do you ever think about that? When you're dry, you got nothing, but you're still making dinner, right?
Yep, totally.
You're still going to work. You're still paying bills. Where's that energy coming from? You're actually feeding on your own energetic structures. You're feeding off of those things that are not meant to be fed off of.
That's not a pretty image.
It's not.
No, it's not.
But there is, you know, you don't have to dismantle your life. You don't have to sell the house and you know, move to the woods to recover from this. There are some very real tools that I've been fortunate enough to learn how to use that can help you recover that. And that's actually I love it when somebody comes in and they're ready to do that. That's so fun. It's not an instant fix. There's not a quick fix for this, but there is a fix.
Mm-hmm. I have a question, Kathy. Just on how do you, when you perceive depletion, what are you, like, how do you perceive that through your filters? Like, what do you feel?
I feel the breakdown of the chakra structures in the body.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a bleeding through. As without getting technical, the energetic structures of our body are beginning to not hold energy right. It's bleeding out. There's pain. There's dysfunction that can't be explained with regular medical means. And that person will... There's a lot of signs, the anxiety, the depression, sure. all the things. Yeah.
By the way, for listeners that maybe are not familiar with chakras are basically, there's seven main chakras in our body. You can align them with Roy G. Biv. Each one has a color assigned to it, and there are different parts of the body, both physical and emotional and psychological, that are tied with each of the chakras. And the idea is that healthy chakras, the energy moves in a circle. And think of it like cogs that are all going, and when one bit of energy starts to hiccup or it starts to not work, it really then starts to impact the whole thing, because the idea is to have all of these chakras working both individually and as a unit to keep our energy moving. And so when Kathy's talking about that, the bleeding energy or, you know, whatever it is, so some part of your body, and it may have to do with some physical ailment that you have, or it could have to do with an emotional or psychological thing that you're going through, and it will show up in that area, and that's when you start to see that.
And you can also see.
That was perfectly said. Wow.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you. We're having a love fest.
I've recently learned that the chakras, that healthy chakra system is in line with your midline.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Chakras can actually, as with trauma, they can actually gravitate laterally. And so they're actually move outside the body's field. And this can happen in terms of surgeries, traumas, birth traumas. If, you know, a child is born a little bit early, that is enormous stress on the body. If you're born like 4 to 6 weeks early, ahead, like that will throw it out. Falls will throw those out. So it's a thing. And I know a person who, Emisha Lindstrom, who can actually measure this, print it out, and adjust these in a session, which of course, right, we all do.
Right.
But she can actually measure that.
Wow, that's
it's
interesting.
So cool. We'll talk to her in December.
Oh my gosh. You heard it here first, folks. Let's take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to chat more about Pete Connolly and Kathy Lewis, what they do, how they do it, et cetera, et cetera. Keep listening to Stacey Connects. We'll be right back.
Have you ever considered working with an image consultant or stylist, but were worried about what the experience would be like? If that sounds like you, then Michael Bruce Image Consulting is here to help. They've worked with thousands of people, and many of those individuals have shared their experiences by way of style stories. Go to michaelbruceimageconsulting.com/stylestories and check out what their delighted clients have to say about their experiences. Stacey Heller is many things, entertaining yet enlightening. She's a talk show host channeling her inner Fallon. Like Winston Wolfe, she's a fixer who gets things done with style. Practical, like Dr. Ruth. Stacey isn't afraid of the uncomfortable when searching for answers. She's your biggest fan and sees your potential before you do. Most of all, Stacey Heller is a synapse who can connect impulses and ideas about your business and yourself into possibility. To connect with Stacey, go to StaceyConnects.com. Stacey Connects. It's her superpower.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back to Stacey Connects. So during the break, there was much discussion about, now where do we go? And I would say, Kathy, what's it like working with Pete? I mean, I think I love how you guys are doing this because it's explaining it for people. And because I can be a fact checker because I've used both of your services. But it's such a great way to explain it. So what's your experience like?
Well, I went to CP. I've seen Pete twice now. And the first time, I wasn't really sure how he worked, what his process was. I certainly knew I needed a lot of help. So I just went and sat on his table, and he's like, huh. So just doing his Pete thing, just taking it all in his perception. And he just stood back and connected. And you could see, I could feel how he was just meeting my body, meeting my field, and perceiving in such an extraordinary way. It was so gentle. It was so well-informed and grounded that my system just, I don't often go somewhere and get that kind of beautiful acceptance and just perception. And the way he came in, the things he perceived, and when he did begin to work with my body, it was, my body had already begun to unwind, to connect, to process. And if you'd been watching, if somebody had watched this, they would have been like, well, when's he going to start doing something? But he preceded himself, and it just unfolded in the most beautiful way. I ended up having the most profound experience. He was able to really come into an area of my body that has been a real challenge for me, and was able to work with it more deeply than I think I've had in 10 years. And the things that I learned about myself, the steps that I was able to take after that, truly extraordinary. Truly extraordinary.
Listening to you two talk, I'm like, okay, these are like the two like kindest, most talented, most legit healers I know. And to some people, like, these are two of the flakiest people. And yet you're absolutely right. When you have a session with Pete, he is literally reading the energy of your body, and, you know, and our energy isn't just contained within our skin. Our energy goes beyond. And reading that. And there is something about when you have work done, you feel like when you're being cradled, like as a child, like there's a strength and comfort, and I've got you.
Exactly.
It's primal, back to basic. Like, you feel like, you know, you can 100% just sort of let go, and you're going to be kind of cradled.
Safe. Mm-hmm. I felt safe.
And you're going to be tended to.
Yeah.
And you can let go. And you can let go and just enjoy the ride.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not easy to find.
No, especially with your clothes off. Well, most of your clothes off.
So tell me, Pete, how do you, what's your secret sauce?
Yes. So I will say, after visiting you, so I think I was just ready for a shift. I just was ready for something. And immediately when our interaction, our first session, it gave me permission to amp things up. It's like I felt your energy on this. I felt your energy. And then so since then, my practice has been shifting. Now, I've always been a little dialed into energy, but it's been shifting remarkably. So in my world, and I kind of want to talk about so many people come in and have injuries and falls. Trauma, traumas often reside in the energetic field around us. So when someone comes in, even if someone's coming in for a sports massage, I'm feeling the field around them, because the field gives you the truth. That's the truth. That's what's really going on, because the body's been compensating already, often for years. You've had a couple falls, car accidents like 20, 30 years ago. Guess what? Like, it's still there unless it's been fully resolved. But almost always there are remnants, there are pieces, there are bits of carpet left on the ground that are challenging. There are roadblocks to our our ability to thrive in the way that we want to thrive. So feeling into that field, identifying that, and then, you know, acknowledging, appreciating, just meeting it, meeting you, whoever you are on the table, meeting that field and giving it time to process as it needs to process, working directly with your nervous system, but also, and many times I will, of course, I didn't need to bring up much with Kathy. She was there, but having people access their heart, their curiosity, and let's come in. Like, it's a collaborative experience. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're coming in to get fixed, like, you're coming to the wrong person. Like, I can't fix you. From a certain perspective, you're already fixed. They're roadblocks, mm-hmm. often, but those roadblocks need some collaboration. They need collaboration from your consciousness, from my consciousness, and so much of the body is meant to work as a team, mm-hmm. you know? So thank you, Kathy, for upping my work a little bit differently. But that energetic piece is absolutely foundational. And what also is really helpful, if you have a relationship with your body, meditation, yoga, you've gone through an illness, you've really augured through some stuff, right? And you have a dialogue with your body, that makes it much easier. And if you haven't done that, we'll go there, but that might be a very new process for people.
And you're right. Folks who have that deeper connection already, the work can move quite quickly. For people who have not, that's great too, because that's the space that they can learn that in safety.
It's a whole thing to learn. I mean, I'm somebody that I dabble in these kinds of things, and I'm very open to these alternative types of healing and conversations and practices. And I'm just starting to really work on the physically feeling the feelings, like, you know, leaning into it fully and not intellectualizing it, and instead allowing my body to feel multiple emotions and layers and things. And it's hard work. I mean, it's a very difficult thing. And that's a great piece of advice that, you know, for people that are ready to start doing it, you know, like, just sit there, feel what you're feeling. And, you know, it's not as easy as you think.
It can be the most challenging thing you've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And so rewarding. I mean, it's kind of everything, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the pieces that could get stored away is emotion, right? So emotion, the word emotion, most of that word is the word motion. Emotions are meant to rise up in the body. They inform us, and they're designed to move on. But so often I think this is in part that we live in a society that's so thought-oriented. We don't live in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
He lived a short distance from his body, right? And so we miss these opportunities when we have a conflict, we have something that happens in a day, we're hurt, we feel hurt feelings come up, we have a fall, we're so quick to get up and move on because we don't want to feel that experience. We want to keep looking good, or whatever the motivation is. But to just stay down and just breathe and feel it. And if there are tears that need to come, let them come and let them flow. And that's how the body's designed. And if you don't, they'll just be waiting for you.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Emotions are the gasoline that fuels the movement. It's and when you put the cap on that gas, you know, it doesn't just go away. You don't just snuff it out. It's still there. It's waiting for you. Yeah. When you lift off the cap, it can be quite explosive, but most of the time that's all it needs to do. It doesn't it just needs to go.
Yeah, I'm experiencing some of that, which is why I end up working with you, Kathy, because, you know, like feeling the feels. And then with you, Pete, you know, people can come in, and what I appreciate about working with you is that I can say to my friend who plays tennis, hey, Eloisa, you know, oh, hey, you're having, you know, tennis elbow, go see Pete. And you will absolutely meet clients in that space to work on that. And they don't realize that you're doing all of these things that you're doing. They're just like, oh, my gosh, I've had this amazing experience with Pete, and he really helped and moved whatever was going on, and there was a shift, and it's great. And or it may be somebody that needs some kind of a energetic shift. And as you say, when traumas occur, in terms of our emotions and the psychology, we've created coping skills, right, that are no longer necessarily helping us. They're hindering us. And then physically, when a trauma occurs, we create all these physical compensations for it, and they're not necessarily helping us. They're hindering us. And so they rear their ugly head. And so you can also meet clients in that space. So, you know, people can come in and, you know, it can be as basic as, hey, I have, you know, some post-surgery issue going on, or I have a sports injury. And you're like, cool. And you're going to do it. You're going to do what you're doing. But the person isn't maybe ready to talk at the level of
sure
what's exactly. going on.
Exactly. And I try to meet everybody, you know, where they're at. I'm more successful with certain people than others. It all depends where they're coming from. But I do want to share that just everyday stuff. Has anyone fallen on their tailbone? Like learning how to snowboard, learning how to ski, just slipping on ice skating. Did you get hurt? Not really. It hurt for a couple of days afterwards, but then I moved on. Have you ever fallen on outstretched arms, you know, and jarred? Has your body ever been startled? Did you grow up playing sports? Maybe you didn't get hurt, but you bumped some people, you hit the ground. These incidences, this is where this material builds up and tension builds up. And so energy is just, it's a lovely bookmark to enter. But then there's, you know, body accrues tension in bones, in lung tissue, in organs. And the muscles tend to be tight because there's something further back that needs to be tended to. So there's just so much to do working with the brain.
Uh-huh.
So I want to highlight, it's just everyday stuff that we just pick up from and just keep walking. But often that material accrues.
Absolutely.
In the tissue.
And the body has resilience to a great degree. But then all those things, you hit a point and the body's like, that's it. I'm full.
And it's often like, you know, people come in their 30s, 40s, usually 40s, 50s, 60s, and like, oh, man, I've had this pain. Like, or you wake up with knee pain one day. Hey, I didn't do anything. I slept on my neck wrong. Well, the truth is you probably didn't. It's just been building for a couple decades, right? And now your body can no longer hold that. It's like it's the cup's full and spilling over, but not in the ideal way that we think about.
Right. We're over the hill. Tipping point.
And it's the thing that a lot of, you know, we are a quick fix society. When you sleep on your neck wrong and all of a sudden, and it won't go away. You know, it's going to take more than an hour very often. It's going to take what it takes.
And if you're out running depleted, it might take a few sessions to get back on board with where you want to be and feel that vitality that you crave and you deserve too. Get it back. Get it
and
on.
And it's there. It is available. It's there. It takes a little work.
Well, and by the way, we're going to be wrapping up here in a minute, but one of the key things is that both of you stress, it's about collaboration. So not only do we always want a quick fix, but we want someone else to fix it for us. We don't want to have to do the work. The reality is whatever work we need to do, whether it's to our what's going on inside or outside or even on our body, we need to participate in the care and keeping of ourselves. And that's where the most healing happens.
And when you go there, if you're willing to feel like it's a phenomenal experience, the kind of releases you'll get and the insights you get, it will take you to a whole new level. It's just like, it's a little bit new. It can be a little bit different. Like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
But paying attention to your body, it's a portal into absolute possibility.
Totally. Okay. So I want to give you time. If people are interested in learning more about both of you, where can they get information? So, Pete, you go first.
So my website, aimbypete.com. Thank you, Stacey, very much. So my website, you can go there. You can schedule on if you want need to call or chat, 206-227-6329. You can text.
There you go.
And I am currently in transition. The new website will be elementalalchemyhealing.com. For the time being, for the next month, you can call 425-786-7482. Voice or text. I'm really good with text. Great way to get in touch.
Thank you guys for being my guest. I could go on for hours and hours and hours, but alas, I only have one. So thank you to Pete Connolly of Acute Injury Massage. Thank you to Kathy Lewis of Elemental Alchemy Healing. Thank you to Eric. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Stay connected. And next week's guest, TBD. We'll see.